from San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. It is October 30th, Monday, 2023, and it is 9:58 p.m. I'm a little bit buzzed. I'm in the hotel room, the St. Mark's Hotel, by myself. I normally room with Craig in this place, but he is gone at the moment, so I figured I would take this opportunity to do a podcast. It's been an eventful day today. First of all, I've had quite a few beers, and I'm not drinking any beer right now. I'm just drinking water because I've had too many. I ended the night in McSorley's by myself, and I asked for two darks. You either get at McSorley's, this place has been there since like the 1800s. It's in the, somewhere in Greenwich Village near St. Mark's Place. And Abraham Lincoln supposedly drank here. You get two choices of beers, dark or light. It's an ale house, and this time I just said I'll take one dark, and they gave me two darks, and the quality of this beer is not great, but it gave me quite the buzz. It's been an eventful day today, so we got into New York City last night about, the plane landed at around 7. It was in an uneventful flight except for we reached some turbulence, and I thought we were like 2 hours away from landing, and we started shaking really fucking bad, and it looked like the plane was descending instead of going up. Normally when you're in turbulence, you know, the pilot will go up into the cloud, above the clouds, and you'll escape the turbulence. Well, we were staying in the clouds, and we were going a little bit lower, and I'm going, why the fuck is this guy going lower? And I thought we were going to fucking crash. And I'm, of course, I'm making all kinds of deals with God and everything else. And gripping and panic. I'm having a panic attack. Turns out we're getting ready to land. I don't know what happened, but I drank too many beers on the plane, I think. Anyway, I'm in New York City now. We got in last night. Craig and I went and got some food and some drinks and came back to the room. The St. Mark's Hotel is kind of a dump. It's a clean dump, but it's a dump. It's on the corner of St. Mark's and, what is it, First Avenue? I don't know. It's somewhere in the village where it's on St. Mark's Place. We had rehearsal today at a place called Club Berlin with Manitoba. We went to Manitoba's last night and hung out, me and Craig and Scott. Alex, I don't know where Alex was. We rehearsed today at noon, got to Club Berlin, brought our gear down. John, the tour manager, John Capitan, the judge as we call him, because he's a circuit court judge in Fresno, California. He's doing this tour with us. He's a super great guy. Him and his brother, Mark. Mark's going to run sound. John is the tour manager. And so I got the minivan yesterday, a Chrysler Pacifica at the airport. Craig and I drove, and I parked it at this parking garage. I paid for like 48 hours or something like that, 2 days parking. So I parked it there, then took an Uber back to the St. Mark's Place. And we rehearsed today. John and Alex went to get the gear from SIR Studios. Alex has a Black Star endorsement, and he arranged for us to get complimentary gear or something like $90 for the entire back line for the whole tour, something like that. So they went to SIR to get all this Black Star gear. It was all in road cases. It was badass. But he got the gear in a minivan. He had to make two trips, and we're like, how are we going to get all this shit in two minivans with all these guys, go all the way up near Boston with the two minivans full of gear? So the judge said, fuck it, I'm going to get I'm going to go rent a cargo van. So he got a cargo van, came back. We rehearsed at the basement or the little at Club Berlin. Club Berlin is, there's a bar up top called 2A, and down below is Club Berlin. Tiny little stage. We rehearsed there. The Manitoba knows the owner, so they let us, they graciously let us practice there. So the people who run Club Berlin, I know they don't listen to this podcast, even though it's a soon-to-be Hall of Fame podcast. Thank you for letting us use that room. It was a nice little PA, and we had a good practice, which is a little bit concerning, because when you have a good practice, you worry. Usually, the superstition is if you have a good practice, you're going to have a shitty gig. It wasn't the greatest practice ever. Now I'm talking myself out of it being a good practice. It was a decent practice, so I don't know. Hopefully, it'll be a good gig tomorrow. I have no idea what these crowds are going to be like, or if there's going to be even anybody at these shows, because the Dictators played last night somewhere around here, and they played the night before, I think, or they may be playing tonight. I don't know. I think they played Friday and Saturday somewhere, and Mark the Animal Mendoza got up with them, so I'm guessing they were probably well-attended shows. I don't know. They played My Father's Place and somewhere else. We're playing in Clifton, New Jersey at a place called Dingbats. It was a decent rehearsal. It was a fun rehearsal. Manitoba was in good. He's looking good. He's in better shape than he was in California. And he sounded decent. And the band sounded pretty decent. We had, mainly the practice was to get this gear dialed in. Because, you know, when you're used to using your own gear, it's kind of weird. But we all had all Black Star equipment. We look like a Black Star advertisement. They want us to, in exchange for this super cheap gear rental, we got to post pictures of us on stage with Black Star gear. I wasn't, in all honesty, I wasn't thrilled with my bass tone, but what are you going to do? A little 410, a little bass, a little Black Star head. It worked out fine. We didn't, you know, it's good enough. It's, as Nazareth says, it's close enough for rock and roll. So we had practice, and we finished practice. Upstairs is a bar called 2A. And Robert Duvet, friend of the show, was up there. Adam Gerstein, friend of the show, was up there. Went up there and met with them, had some Tecates in the can. Happy hour Tecates in the can for $5. Can't, you know, you gotta enjoy that. And so John decided to get a cargo van with all this gear. And he had already rented the Chrysler Pacifica. So in order to deal with this, we had to drive the Chrysler Pacifica all the way back to JFK Airport, and the person who graciously volunteered was your friend Michael Butler. So John and I followed each other to JFK, which is over an hour drive from the village, and after I had two Tecates, I was in the mood to hang out with friends of the show and party and go out to dinner with Craig and his friends, but I had to drive the minivan, and then got into the cargo van with John the judge, went back to Brooklyn where he's staying. I took an Uber back to the St. Mark's Hotel, grabbed my stuff and or dropped my backpack off and grabbed the jacket and went off looking for some place to eat. I found a nice little Japanese place and they had omakase, which was overpriced, but it was decent sushi, and I sat there and had omakase and then went looking for somewhere to have a final nightcap beer, and I stopped off at McSorley's, ordered a dark, you either get light or dark, it's an ale. I ordered a dark, and the bartender handed me two darks for $8. Drank those, now I'm extremely buzzed, and I'm sitting at the hotel room on two dark, and now I got a headache because this beer is not the greatest beer, but I don't think I want to drink any more beers. I'm going to relax for the rest of the night and watch the World Series. It looks like Texas is beating Arizona 3-0. I don't know what this, so the series is tied 1-1. All right, so I think I'm rooting for Texas because Bruce Bochy is an ex-Giants manager. So they're winning, so maybe they'll be 2-1 after this. Don't really care because the Giants are not in it, but you know, you don't want to hear about baseball. So that's day two of the Handsome Dick Manitoba New England Experience. Tomorrow night, Clifton, New Jersey. I hope there's people there. It's Halloween night. It's going to be embarrassing if no one's there. So if you're around, friends, please come support. It will be really nice to see you, and we'll have a beer. I did not bring the cooler with me. I want to search for a new red cooler for the New England tour. Went to CVS this morning. Did no coolers. So tomorrow I'll look again for another cooler, and hopefully we'll figure something out. That's about it, friends. That's day two of the Handsome Dick Manitoba New England adventure. I'm going to be spinning the Jay Giles wheel all this whole up little mini dog days. And I spun the Jay Giles band wheel and came up with something from Sanctuary called I Could Hurt You. Yeah, that's what I'm going to play. Thank you for listening to this update. I don't know if you're into this or not, but if you're not, you can always fast forward, or you can always wait until I get home, or just unsubscribe, whatever you want to do. I hope you don't. But if you enjoy this, I hope you support the show. It's a value for value. So if you get any value, hey, what other podcast, future Hall of Fame podcast, is going to give you updates on the tour? I would like to hear, you know, I listen to Justin Hawkins' podcast. I would love to have heard Daily Darkness tour, U.S. tour updates. I didn't get that. But you're getting it here at the Rock and Roll Geek Show, friends, with Handsome Dick Manitoba updates. Manitoba's sounding good. He's in good spirits. Scotty Slam sounding great. Alex Kane sounding great. Craig Bearhorse sounding fantastic. Michael Butler sounding, all right. Hit a few clunkers. Hopefully tomorrow will be better, and hopefully we'll get at least, I'm hoping for 80 to 100 people. I'll be happy with if that happens. And I hope to see you there, friends. Here's Jay Giles' band, I Could Hurt You. Rockandrollgeek.com is where you find the show. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Send me an email, show reviews, whatever you want. Facebook, R&R Geek, Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group. Value for Value, Patreon, PayPal, et cetera, et cetera. You know how to do all that. I hope so. And if you get any value, support what you can, friends. I'll talk to you hopefully tomorrow from load in or sound check in Clifton, New Jersey, or maybe I'll do it when I get back to the room. We'll see where it takes us. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. I love you.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.